This morning, we are invited to pay homage to some of the greatest musicians from our community as the Barrio Sol mural created by artist Simi Alvarado is unveiled. The mural features bands such as the Birdland Combo, the Rhythmaires, the Night Dreamers, the El Paso Drifters, Little Mike, Charlie Miller and the Jives, and of course, the man that shared all the music with us, the legendary Steve Krosno. The mural is located at 523 South Campbell in Segundo Barrio between 3rd and 4th Streets. Here to tell us all about it is artist Jesus Simi Alvarado and Kathleen Decker. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Good morning.
So, Simi, you had done a Steve Krosno mural before.
Yeah, this project, we said it started about 7 years ago when I got back to El Paso. I actually moved back to Segundo Barrio. And through living there, reconnected with some friends. And, you know, we started talking about the oldies, you know, and the Sunday oldies and how the Sunday oldies show was born. And through the neighborhood, they kind of convinced me to do a mural, and we painted an homage to Steve Krosno and the oldies. At that time, was Cruising with Krosno.
Yeah.
So we painted it, and it was there for a while, but the lady, they owned the property, the store, the wall was falling in. She actually called me, and she was really sad that the mural had to come down. But
I was sad that the mural came down. It was my favorite.
But she had to fix the wall, and I think she even had help from the city, I think, through their programs, and she fixed the wall. And then she told me, you know, you're gonna get a fresh wall. It took me a while to get back to it, and now, you know, with support from the city and the National Endowment, we were able to paint it and actually make it a little bit bigger to pay homage to more people from Segundo.
So it's the same wall?
It's the same wall, yeah. It's the same wall, and actually we're going to paint him on the same place that he was, just a different portrait.
Just so he can be comfortable in a spot.
Yeah.
It's like coming back home.
Yeah, and you know what? On the flyer and the publicity, he is mentioned, but he's not like the Krosno mural anymore. And people are coming back and asking us, is Krosno going to be on? Because, you know, that's...
Everybody misses him. Yeah, I'm not the only one with this issue. But, I mean, you've included all these wonderful bands. How did you decide on this group, you know, the Birdland Combo, the Rhythmaires? I saw the video. You have a video on your Facebook with Sonny Powell from the Night Dreamers. How did you settle on these groups?
Well, when we started going back to the research, and we wanted to talk about the stories of the barrio, of Segundo Barrio. And it just took us longer because the more we got to scratching the surface, we kept finding things, you know.
Right.
We kept finding bands. And I wasn't too familiar with the bands of the community. And I thought the Night Dreamers were the only band that we had or the only band that recorded with Krosno. And then we learned about all the other stories. I mean, we had Father Ram helping build a band at the barrio, buying them instruments, which they say the band paid them back after they made enough money. That was the Rhythmaires.
Wow. You know?
The Berlin Combo came before the Rhythmaires, which they said that was the birth of rock and roll in El Paso, you know. And, you know, so many stories that we kept finding out. And then we stopped and realized, it's like, this is the late 50s and 60s.
Right.
And then we kept looking at the pictures, and we have African Americans with Chicanos. And we were like, whoa, wait a minute.
That's what's so beautiful about that Night Dreamers image in particular.
Yes.
I had no idea myself until I saw it. And I'm like, wow, that's so cool. So do you know when you talk to them or when you meet them, how that happened?
Yeah, I mean, there's a story that Mr. Gene Anchondo from the Berlin Combo started telling us, is that they were just playing. They were playing at this building that was right there where the Insights Museum used to be,
mm-hmm.
where our city hall used to be, and now the baseball field. And they were playing there, and they were just doing teen dances.
Right.
And at the time, they invited this gentleman, this African-American gentleman, and he said, hey, you're killing the band. You're killing the mood in the violin, man. Why don't you play this, and why don't you play that? And he started teaching them how to play rock and roll. And Mr. Anchondo says that was the birth of it. And, you know, and they embraced that community, you know, the African-American community and that music.
Right.
But then they give it that other twist, you know, what we call now Chicano Soul.
Of course.
You know, and that's how that came into the barrio.
That's so crazy. So you knew you were going to do bands. How did you arrive at these? Because even so, I mean, I even wonder, like, with all these bands in this mural, how do they all fit? I know it's a big wall, but you're talking groups of some of them had up to 8 members. How did you compose them?
We've been painting for about 3 months already. So we just have to make them fit. So we're doing portraits of about 5-6 members per band. We just wanted to paint a band, and then we realized some members were not there, some members came in and out, so we just had to come to a point and settle, you know, we're going to have to go with the original members.
Right, you can't go into like, well, then this guy came in 75, and then that guy went out, it's...
Yeah.
It is what it is at some point, right?
Yeah, it is, and then, you know, hearing the stories of all the, you know, the members that are still alive, and how they, you know, like hearing Sonny Powell talk about Little Mike. Mm-hmm. I said, I was, you know, when I was in Segundo, and I heard Little Mike play, that's what inspired me to start my band. I imagined myself, you know, back in Segundo in the 50s and 60s, I was like, wow, I would love it, man. You know, pachucos everywhere, all these bands playing. But
think about it in today, right? I mean, it's like you interacting with all these other artists. You guys all back each other up, and all of a sudden there's a whole lot more murals in Segundo than there have ever been, I think. I mean, I don't know. I know we lose some come and go, but there's this new generation that's kind of doing things, and that's kind of, well, I saw Simi's mural over there. Why can't I do one over here? So it's the same, maybe different medium. Do you see that connection?
Yeah, and that's one of the goals of these projects that we do, is that we want to continue that, because we do want more murals in Segundo. We want more murals in El Paso, but at the same time, we want to collaborate with everybody, you know, music, with the visual arts and the dance and bring it all together.
Yeah, because, I mean, you think about where this journey takes you, right? It seems like you started with or how did it start? Did you say, I want to do a music mural? And then all of a sudden you find all these stories and threads that kind of come.
It went back to Krasno, actually. Going back to Krasno, it started like, we're going to repaint Krasno. But then we learned about Death Frog, his record label. And then we started exploring about Death Frog. And then we learned that he recorded the Night Dreamers first, but then he had other recordings, and then it evolved into all these other things. Like, the Night Dreamers are from Segundo, but were there other bands from Segundo that might have recorded with him? The Berlin Combo and the Rhythm Ears didn't record with him, but they influenced all these other bands.
And what was it about? I don't know if you found this out, but like all the bands from the 50s and 60s, they all have these beautiful portraits. Like, they would purposely go to the studio and get a picture taken. And there is that documentation. Even my dad has one of his group, and it was a thing that you did. How did you arrive at the photos?
We didn't. I mean, I don't know, but actually we were talking with Ramon Villa, who is the one that shot the video, edited, and did all that. And we were talking about those photos and how great they are.
Yeah.
And we go back about thinking of taking everything for granted now. Mm-hmm. He's like, dude, they didn't have that many cameras back then.
No, it was an occasion.
So taking a photograph was, so everybody got all decked out, right? And so I think that's where that comes from. I don't know. I mean, it was amazing that we found the photograph that we used for the Night Dreamers. It was shot in Juarez.
Really?
Yeah, and we asked Sonny Powell, this was shot in Juarez. And he's like, yeah.
It's like, what you do?
Yeah.
What's your picture taken? What's up with that?
Yeah, and that's what's so cool about these musicians, too. You talk to them, and, I mean, we know what they accomplished, you know, how much influence they've had in our cultura and in our community. But to them, it's just another
thing.
Just
what they did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you feel that way when you paint a mural? Like, I'm just painting another mural?
You know, those murals that I'm painting now, I just want to paint the stories of our community, because I want to make sure that those stories are told.
Yeah.
And I didn't know about the Night Dreamers. I didn't know about all these other bands. So I want to make sure that the younger kids and even the people that live there now, they know about that. Because I think we have to refuse to forget about our own culture.
Right. You got to know where you came from in order to know where you're going.
Yeah.
So what's the biggest thing you learned? Or I don't want to say the biggest thing, but the most surprising thing, perhaps? I mean, I know we talked about the African-American influence. But is there anything else that kind of stood out to you as you went through this process?
This is the first project that actually we did as a family.
Right.
So it's been amazing.
Kathleen, you're painting it up. You're researching.
That's right. Yep.
Your daughter's here, and how do you teach them to paint? Is it just, okay, this is what you're going to do? And
you just mess up a lot.
So it's more about how to correct, right?
Yeah.
Right?
You just buy a lot of white paint.
Right.
Yeah. You know?
Just stock up and do it. Well, yeah. What's that experience like for you going through the mural?
It's been really interesting. It's changed a lot over the years because I've helped and supported other projects, and I've gained more confidence as I go in certain areas, but usually more kind of in the administrative department, if you will, right?
It's like, how do you get this mural up there? That's generally
right, because I'm not going to do it with my own two hands. So this time around, I got to really get my hands dirty more than ever before, and it's been pretty exciting. And we're really thrilled, too, because we're working with Augment El Paso, who are working on digitally enhancing the mural. So that's going to be really exciting.
But digitally enhancing the mural, I mean, that means it'll come to life in some respect if you look through it through their app, right? Is that how
correct?
It works?
Yeah. Once you open up your phone or your tablet or whatever and you're looking at the mural, like you said, it'll kind of come to life and it'll have some animations. But what we really wanted to incorporate was just kind of some educational tools so that people really can learn a little bit more in a snapshot of what they're looking at and why it might be important or culturally relevant to what's going on today.
Right, because you may not get the memo, but now you kind of do, literally, if you,
right,
if you use the app.
Yeah, and not only, I mean, sometimes you hear of a band, you see their picture, but then you have to hear the music to register. Oh, that's them,
mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things that we want to do. We want to make sure that everybody knows who sang what, and with this app, you should be able to do that. We're linking in music, and mm-hmm. Augment is doing all the work. You know, they're amazing. You know, they've been doing a lot of that, but this is their first mural that they're going to do, and we're really excited about that.
Well, we're really excited about this project. I'm so glad that Krosno is back with friends this time.
Right? Yeah.
So the mural is at 523 South Campbell Street, in between 3rd and 4th. Same place. If you knew where the first Krosno mural is, now you know where the second one is, except for he's back with in good company. Today, my guest has been artist Simi Alvarado and his wife, Kathleen Decker. Thank you so much for coming to State of the Arts.
Thanks so much for having us.